The death of a North Carolina woman is raising questions about the safety of laser hair removal. Last month, a 22-year-old college student suffered a fatal reaction to an anesthetic she was given as part of her laser treatment. Her death sparked state and federal investigations, and some doctors are calling for greater regulation of hair removal, which has become a popular service at skincare clinics and spas. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
For much of her young life, Sherry Berg dreamed of becoming a medical doctor. Instead, she became the victim of a medical mishap. A native of Israel, Berg was finishing a biochemistry degree at North Carolina State University. During winter break, she made a seemingly minor decision. Her mother, Sarah Berg, says Sherry decided to have laser treatment to remove some unwanted hair.
The hair bothered her, you know. And I guess she's not the only girl in the world that wanted to do laser. I hear it from a lot of young people wanted to do laser. And I don't think she thought it's dangerous because, you know, these places, there are a million of them around.
Sherry signed up for 5 sessions at the Premier Body Laser Clinic, a luxurious medical spa in Raleigh. At home, before her first treatment, she covered herself with anesthetic gel, a numbing drug Premier sold her to prepare her skin for the laser. But as Berg drove to the spa, something went wrong. She began having seizures, and by the time paramedics found her car stopped along the freeway, she was unconscious. She died in a coma 9 days later.
This was the worst day in my life because she was, I would believe everything can happen to everybody, but I would never, never believe a girl that loved the life so much will end it in such a terrible way.
An autopsy concluded Berg overdosed on the numbing gel, a potent combination of lidocaine and 2 other drugs mixed at a local pharmacy. The gel was so strong it required a prescription, but Premier sold it to Berg without one. Indeed, the so-called medical spa had no doctors on site and no license to sell prescription drugs, nor did it warn patients the gel is safe only on small patches of skin. David Kirby is the Berg's lawyer.
This is a very bright young lady who consulted with the staff of the facility before she decided to use their services, who purchased gel at their recommendation, and who applied it as directed. And unfortunately, it led to her death.
Kirby, who's John Edwards' former law partner, is preparing litigation for the Berg family, while government regulators are investigating the pharmacy, the spa, and 2 doctors who were the spa's off-site medical directors. Premier went out of business after Berg's death, and company attorney Bob Clay says its owners are, in his words, horrified by what happened.
The folks who started up this business and were running it thought that they were complying with everything that they needed to do, and they never cut a corner. They always tried to do the best they could to run a safe operation, but they were the victims of either not getting the advice that they needed or getting bad advice.
Sherry Berg is at least the 3rd person to suffer fatal reactions to laser numbing drugs in the U.S. during the past 5 years, and each death has increased pressure for better regulation of the hair removal industry. Few states have comprehensive laws to cover laser clinics, and licensing and training requirements vary from place to place. Dr. Rhoda Nerens of the American Society for Dermatologic Surgery says that's led to many problems.
We've seen burns, permanent pigment change. We've seen scarring. And of course, these 3 deaths around the country from putting on a topical anesthetic cream with lidocaine. And so you have to be careful. This is a buyer beware field.
Naren says the only safe place to have laser treatment is a dermatologist's office, where a doctor can meet each patient and be nearby if something goes wrong. A handful of states require a physician on site during laser procedures, and several other states now are considering it, including New York, Texas, and North Carolina, where Sherry Berg's death has brought attention to the issue. But those proposals are meeting resistance from people in the hair removal business.
I'm pressing down on the skin, and I'm pulsing the laser. You feeling that?
Mm-hmm.
At the clinic she owns in Greensboro, Trudy Brown does dozens of laser treatments each week. Brown's not a doctor, but is trained in electrolysis and laser technology. She says she's never had a problem during her 30 years in business and resents the suggestion that doctors need to watch over her.
Physicians are to treat disease and injury and deformities. This is hair removal.
Brown concedes problems exist in the laser industry, and she supports efforts to weed out bad operators. But she says most people in the business are cautious, both with medications and machines.
These are hair removal lasers that target the melanin and the pigment in the hair. And they're very safe in the hands of practitioners that have been trained to use those technologies without being under the direct supervision of a physician.
Brown alleges doctors are less concerned about safety than they are about money. She says dermatologists want to monopolize the hair removal business. Indeed, people on all sides of the issue agree laser services can be very lucrative. Before she died, Sherry Berg signed a $3,000 contract for her treatments. The numbing gel that took her life cost her another $80. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.